今天选读的经文记载在新约约翰一书四章七到十二节，会众请聆听上帝的话。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从上帝来的。凡有爱心的都是由上帝而生，并且认识上帝。没有爱心的就不认识上帝，因为上帝就是爱。上帝差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。上帝爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱上帝，乃是上帝爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，上帝既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过上帝，我们若彼此相爱，上帝就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节，耶稣说：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节，耶稣说：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
谢谢志敏的读经和诗班美好的歌声。
We thank the scripture reading and the wonderful hymn by the choir.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas.
愿大家在主里平安。
And we wish you peace in the Lord.
那明天是圣诞节。
Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
我们会一起庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
We will celebrate together the birth of Jesus Christ.
那在这个欢乐的假期，我知道大家都非常忙碌。
In this joyous time, I know everyone is very busy.
在忙什么呢？
What are you busy with?
忙于购物和交换礼物。
Probably busy with buying gifts and exchanging gifts.
那我太太比较喜欢购买礼物。
My wife likes to buy presents.
所以今年我早早就提醒她。
And this year I reminded her early.
但差不多十月份我就提醒她。
In October.
通货膨胀严重。
Inflation is rampant.
要节省钱。
And that we should save some money.
圣诞节不要再买礼物了。
And don't buy any more presents for Christmas.
大家知道我是学经济学的。
You know, my major was economics.
一直觉得交换礼物没什么意思。
And I always think that exchanging a gift is meaningless.
为什么这样说呢？
And why do I think so?
我送给你一张50美金的 Costco 卡。
If I give you a $50 Costco gift card,
你还给我一张50块钱的亚马逊的礼卡。
And you give me back a $50 Amazon gift card.
这在经济学当中称为零和博弈。
And in the study of economics, this is called a zero-sum game.
所以对经济没有任何贡献。
So there's no contribution to the economy.
可是我太太不听我的。
But my wife disagrees.
一意孤行。
And she continued to her ways.
还是买了一大堆礼物。
And she continued to buy a lot of presents.
他以为我不知道。
And she thought I wouldn't know.
实际上我都是看见的。
But I saw it all.
但是俗话说得好，眼不见为净心。
And in the Chinese saying that out of sight comes the soul.
A happy wife, happy life. 只要太太高兴，那个我也高兴。
And as long as my wife is happy, I am happy.
那夫妻的关系是很难用金钱来。
And it's hard to maintain the husband and wife relationship.
可是在这次准备讲道的过程当中
And as I was preparing this sermon,
我突然想到我们的上帝不是 也是非常喜欢送礼物的吗
And it reminded me that our God also likes to give gifts.
在圣诞节这个特别的日子
And the special day of Christmas,
他送给我们这么珍贵的一份礼物
He has given us a very precious gift.
那就是耶稣基督的诞生
And that is the birth of Jesus Christ.
那大家知道
And as you all know,
圣诞节的核心就是爱
The nucleus of Christmas is love.
上帝非常的爱我们
God loves us so much.
他差遣他的独生爱子来到世间
He sent his only begotten son to this world.
就是我们脱离恶 脱离罪恶
And so that we can be saved from sin.
那作为基督徒我们接受了这份礼物
And as Christians we have all accepted this gift.
那我们当然应该和更多人的分享
And of course we should share this gift with more people.
让他们也得到上帝的爱
So that they can also receive God's love.
所以圣灵的提醒改变了我对太太买礼物的看法。
And so with the reminder of the Holy Spirit, it changed my perspective on buying gifts.
所以我就去告诉太太。
And so I told my wife.
我觉得弟兄姐妹交换礼物是一个美好的传统。
I think that exchanging gifts amongst brother and sister is a good tradition.
我想我太太很难相信我这么顽固执的人会改变想法。
And my wife was so surprised that somebody stubborn like me would drastically change my mind.
记得那天是星期三的晚上。
And I remember there was a Wednesday night.
夏威夷冬季下着大雨。
And it was raining very hard.
所以我太太冒着雨赶到阿拉莫安了。
But in the rain, my wife went to Ala Moana.
回家的时候推了一车礼物回家。
And she bought a whole carload of gifts.
那我很少看到。她像小孩子一样的高兴。
And I rarely see her as happy as a child.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
每一份礼物。
Every single gift.
每一张卡片。
Every gift card.
每一个电子邮件。
Every email.
每一个短信。
And every text.
每一个问候。
And every greeting.
都代表着我们大家深厚的爱和关怀。
Represents the love we have for each other.
大家互相交换礼物，给我们提供了一个彼此相爱的机会。
The exchange unit gives us the opportunity to show our love for the others.
也提醒我们
And reminds us
耶稣基督是上帝赐给我们最最好的礼物
That Jesus Christ is the best gift that God has given us.
那今天我们一起来学习约翰一书
And today let's study together the first book of John.
让我们打开这一份上帝救赎爱的礼物
Let us open the gift of love of Christ Jesus.
感受到上帝对我们的爱
and to feel God's deep love for us,
让我们彼此相爱作为回应
and so we can respond by loving one another.
让我们一起低头祷告
Let us pray.
慈爱的阿爸天父
Gracious Father,
明天是圣诞节
Tomorrow is Christmas.
我们感谢你赐下爱子耶稣基督
We thank you for sending us Jesus Christ, your beloved Son.
救赎我们脱离罪恶
To give us a salvation away from sin.
求主帮助我们能彼此相爱
Please help us to love one another
使我们的生命在爱中成长
So that our lives can grow in love
今天我们一起来学习约翰一书
Today we'll study together the first book of John
愿圣灵与我们同在
Please let the Holy Spirit be with us
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Amen
好那我们先来看第一点爱的来源上帝是爱
So the first point is the source of love, God is love.
那经文是约翰一书第四章七到八节。
And the scripture is from First Book of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 8.
我会用中文读一遍。
And I'll read in Chinese.
文理会用英文翻译一遍。
And we'll be interpreting in English.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从上帝来的，上帝而来。凡有爱心的。都是由上帝而生，并且认识上帝。没有爱心的，就不认识上帝，因为上帝就是爱。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
那大家在这两段经文当中，看到哪一个字出现的？出现了最多。
In these In the scripture we just read, which word came out the most?
大家实际上刚才已经看见了。
And it's the word love.
那就是爱。那什么是爱？
And what is love?
那如果我们做一个调查。
If we do a survey,
可能每个人给爱的定义都不一样。
Probably we'll have very many different answers.
那在古希腊文中。
In the ancient Greek language,
提到了几种不同的类型的爱。
It has several different definitions of love.
那第一种爱叫浪漫之爱。
The first is romantic love.
是男女之间浪漫和激情的爱。
And eros is the romantic attraction between a man and a woman.
第二种爱。
The second type.
是情意之爱。
It's called of philia.
那情侣之爱是一种建立在共同的兴趣和爱好上的爱。
And it's a love based on a common interest or hobbies.
那第三种爱。
The third type.
无私的爱。
Is selfless love.
第三种爱是亲情之爱。
It's a family love.
是家庭成员之间的爱。
It's a love between family members.
那最后一种爱。
The last type.
是无私之爱。
That's selfless love.
是一种超越感情和欲望的爱。
And this type of love transcends emotions or desires.
是无私的，是无条件的。
And it's unconditional love.
来自于上帝的爱。
And it comes from God.
那这几种爱都不一样。
And the different types of love.
那我给大家举个例子。
And let me give you some examples.
那个情意之爱会这么说。
The romantic love will do this.
Filial love.
Oh, filial love will say this.
Philia love 会这样讲。
He'll say this.
哦，我爱你，因为你跟我一起打 pickleball.
I love you because you play pickleball with me.
可是爱加倍的这个爱会这么说。
But agape love will say this.
你就算你不和我一起打 pickleball， 我也爱你。
Even if you don't play pickleball with me, I still love you.
那亲情之爱会这么说。
Familial love will say this.
我爱你，因为你是我家庭的成员。
I love you because you're members of my family.
但爱加倍的爱和无私的爱会这么讲。
But agape love will say this.
我爱你是想让你成为我家庭的一员。
I love you because I want you to become a member of my family.
所以爱加倍的爱是无私的爱和无条件的爱。
So agape love is unconditional.
是来自上帝的爱。
And it comes from God.
那在这段经文当中。
And in this scripture.
约翰指的爱是爱加倍的爱。
John's mention of love is the agape love.
那约翰在这里指出，我们基督徒应该彼此相爱，有两个原因。
John here says that there are two reasons why Christians should love one another.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
大家可以看到，在这经文里面。
Is in the scripture.
讲的是，因为爱是从上帝而来。
Because love is the, God is the source of love.
所以上帝是爱的源头。
So God, love comes from God.
那在创世纪里面。
In Genesis.
我们知道。
We know.
上帝就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God so created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female.
所以我们是按照上帝的样子被造的。
So we have been created in the image of God.
所以我们也应该有爱的属性。
So that we should have the nature of love.
所以当我们今天能够去爱别人的时候。
So today as we can love others.
千万不要骄傲。
Don't be so proud.
觉得自己了不起。
Don't think you're great.
因为上帝是爱的源头。
Because God is the source of love.
我们要感谢上帝。
We should thank God.
因为他赐给了我们的爱心。
Because he has given us the heart of love.
也让我们有这个能力去彼此相爱。
And has given us the ability to love one another.
我们之所以能够去爱别人，完全是出于上帝的恩典。
And it is God's grace that we can have the ability to love others.
那第二个原因。
The second reason,
为什么我们要彼此相爱?
Why we should love one another?
因为上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
爱是来自于上帝。
God, love comes from God.
就像热来自火。
Just like the heat comes from fire.
光来自太阳一样。
And light comes from the sun.
上帝之所以是爱，是因为他就是爱。
God is love because by nature, he is love.
那你可能会问。
And you may ask,
我怎么知道上帝爱我呢？
How do I know God loves me?
我只知道我的太太或我的先生爱我。
I just know that my husband or my wife loves me.
我的孩子爱我。
My child or my children love me.
我的父母爱我。
My parents love me.
但是上帝是爱，他所做的每一件事情都是爱。
But God is love. Everything he does is love.
当我们打开我们心灵的眼睛，
When we open up the eyes of our souls,
那在日常生活当中我们就能够体会到上帝的爱。
In everyday lives, we can see God's love.
从盛开的花朵，翠绿的草地，
If you look at the blooming flowers and green grass,
到飞翔的鸟儿和游动的鱼，
the flying birds and swimming fish,
这一切都是上帝美好的艺术品。
They have all been created by God in love.
当我们深呼吸新鲜空气的时候，
When we take a breath of fresh air,
我们感受到不只是氧气，
We take in not only oxygen,
那更是上帝无私的爱的保护。
And it is also God's protection.
那现在我在这里要分享两张照片。
And here I'd like to share two sets of pictures.
第一张照片是我们华山弟兄拍摄的。
The first was taken by our brother Hua San.
那据说这张照片也是得奖的照片。
And I understand this is an award-winning picture.
我不知道他得了什么奖，但是大家可以那个崇拜以后可以问他一下。
You can ask him what kind of award he received.
这是他拍摄的夏威夷的彩虹。
And this is a picture of the Hawaiian rainbow.
是双彩虹。
It's double rainbow.
那第二张是我们敏玲姐妹拍摄的五彩缤纷的这个花草。
And second is a set of pictures of flowers.And plants that our sister Ming Ling has taken.
所以我们的华山弟兄和敏玲姐妹是非常蒙福的人。
And so brother Hua San and sister Ming Ling are very blessed.
因为他们在大自然中能够体会到上帝的爱。
Because in nature they can feel God's love.
所以为什么上帝要我们工作六天，然后休息一天？
And that's why God wants us to work for 6 days, and the seventh day we should rest.
这样我们可以安静下来。
So that we can calm down.
享受上帝的爱，
and enjoy God's love,
体会他的爱，
and feel His love.
那上帝是爱，是不是意味着爱就是上帝呢？
So God is love. Does that mean that love is God?
当然不是。
And of course not.
那我们知道，实际上上帝还有很多其他的属性。
And we know that God has many other natures.
刚才我们讲了，上帝就是爱。
We said that God is love.
我们也知道上帝是灵。
We also know that God is spirit.
上帝是光。
And God is light.
所以上帝是灵，我们一定要用心灵和真诚来敬拜他。
So God is love, so we should worship him with spirit and with truth.
上帝是光，说明他是神圣和圣洁的。
And God is light, and that shows that he is holy.
绝对没有任何黑暗。
And no darkness.
容不得任何的罪恶的存在。
And has no room for sins.
所以如果我们想真正的这个了解上帝的话，
So if we want to really know God,
我们一定要把这些属性结合起来来认识上帝。
We have to bring all his nature together.
不能只是单独看一个属性。
We cannot isolate and focus.
给大家举一个例子来说。
Focus on one of his natures. Let me give you an example.
两个人之间的婚外恋。
If there is an extramarital affair,
这两个人可能爱得轰轰烈烈，死去活来。
These two people may be passionately in love.
但如果是不洁净的，
But if it's unclean,
是不会被上帝接纳。
It won't be accepted by God.
这样的爱只是一种罪。
This type of love is just sin.
那在这两节经文当中，大家也可以看到下面两句话。
And these two scriptures can also tell us,
没有爱心的都是由上帝而生。凡有爱心的都是由上帝而生，没有认识上，并且认识上帝，没有爱心的就不认识上帝。
Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God.
那在这里大家注意到这个认识这个词。
And here pay attention to the word know.
在圣经当中认识是指有密切的关系。
And in the Bible,to know is to have knowledge in a deep relationship.
所以认识上帝指的不仅仅是我们头脑和理智上的知识。
So to know God is not only rational and in our minds,
而是指我们和上帝有非常 亲密的关系。
But it points to a relationship, a very close relationship we have with God.
遵守他的诫命。
And to obey his commandment.
分享上帝的这个生命。
And to share his life with others.
享受他的爱。
To enjoy his love.
所以基督徒是被重生的。
And Christians have been reborn.
所以如果我们和上帝有密切的关系，
If we have a close relationship with God,
那这样我们就和上帝和爱有连结。
And that way we are connected with love and with God.
我们就能彼此相爱。
And that way we can love one another.
甚至去爱那些通常我们爱不起来的人。
Even to love those we can usually can afford to love on our own.
但反过来讲，
But on the other coin, side of the coin,
如果我们和上帝没有密切的关系，
If we don't have a close relationship with God,
你不读经祷告灵修，
If you don't meditate, read the Bible and pray,
那你就很难做到真心的去爱其他的人。
And it's hard then to love other people.
所以彼此相爱是真正基督徒的一个标志。
And to love one another is a true mark of a Christian.
一个真正得到重生的人，
One who is truly reborn,
一个真正经历上帝爱的人，
One who experiences God's love,
就会在生活中大大小小事情上表现出这一个基督的爱，
will demonstrate God's love in everything he do in everyday life.
所以有人说，
So someone has said,
不在乎我们懂得多少圣经的知识，
It doesn't matter how much Bible knowledge we have,
而在乎我们懂得那一部分我们有多少能够在生活当中活出来。
But it matters how much we can live out the love of God.
爱的根源是上帝。
The source of love is God.
如果没有上帝，那么这份爱就不完整。
If there is no God, then this love is incomplete.
作为人，我们可能有很伟大的爱。
As human beings, we may have great love.
但它是变化的，相对的。
But it's conditional and relative.
今天这样，明天那样。
Today may be like this, tomorrow will be different.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人都有罪性。
Because human beings are full of sins.
所有的爱都是来自我们的自我。
And the love that we have come from ourselves.
那如果我们不用上帝的爱去爱其他的人，
But if we use the love of God to love others,
那我们只能够凭个人的感觉和血气去爱。
We can only love with our own feelings, our own flesh.
举个例子来说，
And give you an example.
今天一个朋友给你买了你最喜欢吃的生鱼片。
Today, a friend brought you your favorite sashimi.
那你可能认为他是最好的朋友。
So today you think he's your best friend.
可是明天你听到朋友讲他在背后讲你坏话。
But tomorrow this friend talks behind your back.
他可能马上变成你的敌人。
Immediately he may become your enemy.
这样的爱并非是真正的无条件的爱。
This love is not unconditional love.
而是有条件的爱。
But it is conditional love.
更糟糕的是，
Even worse.
我们通常伤害的都是，伤害最深的都是我们最爱的人。
Often the people we hurt the most are the ones we think that we love the most. Just think about it.
在生活里面，
In everyday life.
被我们伤害的遍体鳞伤的，
Those who have been hurt so badly by us.
可能是我们的父母，
Could be our parents.
可能是我们的妻子丈夫，
Could be our spouse.
可能是我们的孩子，
Could be our children.
那在哥林多前书第十三章中，他告诉我们的爱的真谛。
And in the first chapter of Corinthians, chapter 13, it says about love.
其中第一句是爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
It says love is patient and kind.
所以这种爱不是来自于人的本性。
And this type of love does not come from human nature.
那当然，作为人，我们也能够忍耐。
And as people, we can be patient.
但是只是短暂的忍耐。
But it's probably temporary patience.
而非持久的。
It won't last.
我还记得几年前。
And I remember a few years ago.
那太太叫我去接一位慕道朋友。
My wife asked me to give a ride to this seeker.
到教会来参加崇拜。
To bring her to church for service.
那位姐妹的动作总是特别慢。
And that sister's movements are always slow.
所以每次我都要等很久很久。
And when I pick her up, I had to wait for a long time.
几次以后。
After a few times.
我实在难以忍受。
I couldn't stand it any longer.
我当然不敢跟那个姐妹发火。
And of course, I couldn't get mad at this person.
所以我对太太发火。
So I got mad at my wife instead.
我说我再也不去接她了。
I said I won't pick her up anymore.
现在回想起来
And as I think back,
这样的经历让我认识到
And this experience shows me,
虽然我常常认为自己很有爱心和忍耐
that even though I think I have a lot of patience and a lot of love,
可是碰到具体实际的问题的时候
and when there is a problem,
根本没有爱心
I had no patience, no love.
弟兄姐妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
上帝是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
我们要彼此相爱，必须每天通过读经、祷告和他保持密切的关系。
And we have to be with the source of God, with the source of love by praying and reading the Bible every day.
一旦我们与上帝的关系疏远
Once we are alienated from God,
我们就离开了爱的源头。
We will leave the source of love.
我们的爱就变得非常有限。
Our love becomes very limited.
如果是这样
If that's the case,
我们应该重新回到上帝面前
We should come back to God
领受他在我们生命中灌注的爱
Receive the love he has poured into our hearts
那第二点我们来看
The second point
是爱的展现
is to demonstrate love
上帝差遣他的独生爱子
That God sent his only begotten son
那我会用中文先读一下上帝差遣他独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生上帝爱我们的心在此就显明了不是我们爱上帝而是上帝爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭这就是爱了
In this the love of God was made manifest amongst us that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
那上帝是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
那么他如何来展示对我们的爱？
And how did he demonstrate his love?
那这段经文告诉我们。
And the scripture tells us.
上帝差遣了他的独生爱子。
That God sent his only beloved son.
做挽回祭。
To become a propitiation,
来为我们赎罪
to atone our sins.
所以上帝让他的独生子承担了上帝公义的刑罚
So he allowed his only begotten son to bear God's righteous punishment.
那圣经也告诉我们
The Bible also tells us,
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us.
所以通过耶稣基督
So through Jesus Christ,
我们见证了上帝的大爱。
We witness God's great love.
他毫无保留地把最好的给了我们。
He unconditionally has given us the best.
这是一种无私的、完全舍己的爱。
And this is a sacrificial love.
那上耶稣基督赐给我们新的生命。
And Jesus has given us a new life.
他的救恩不但给了我们永生的盼望。
His salvation not only has given us the hope of eternal life,
更是赐给我们一个丰盛的生命。
But he has also given us abundant life.
圣经是这样说的。
The Bible says,
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
人的本性当中没有真爱。
There is no true love in human nature.
所以在这里在这段经文里面上帝说不是我们爱上帝乃是上帝爱我们
So the scripture says not that we have loved God but that he loved us
So 爱是上帝发起的
Love is initiated by God
他主动来爱我们
He on his own he came to love us
上帝爱我们不是因为我们可爱
God loves us not because we are lovable
而是因为他的本性就是爱
But because his nature is love
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了
God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners Christ died for us
所以我们作为罪人
So we're sinners
根本配不上这个上帝的爱
We are so unworthy of God's love
我们今天能成为何德的人全靠上帝的恩典和怜悯
We are who we are today all because of God's grace
上帝是爱
God is love.
在他里面没有恨
In him, there is no hatred.
大家都非常熟悉下面一段圣经的话
We are all familiar with the scripture.
因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人 降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
那英国牧师斯布珍曾经说过这样一句话。
The famous English pastor Spurgeon said,
只要一个罪人还活在世上，就绝不可认为他处于上帝的怜悯之外。
As long as a sinner lives on earth, he must never be considered outside of the mercy of God.
刚刚这个信主的时候，我觉得上帝非常不公平。
When I was a new Christian, I thought God's justice system was confusing.
善良的人应该得到奖赏，邪恶的人应该受到惩罚。
Those who are good should be rewarded, and those who are evil should be punished.
这个上帝怎么可以好坏不分呢？
How can God be confused?
可是回想过去那么多日子，
As I look back,
我感谢上帝丰富的怜悯和无穷的这个忍耐。
I thank God for his patience and for deeply gracious, grateful for his abundant mercy.
否则我早就被上帝抛弃了。
Or else I would have been abandoned by him long time ago.
所以作为基督徒，我们特别需要留意耶稣基督在十字架所展示这个爱的榜样。
So as Christians, we should pay special attention to the fact, to the example of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us.
所以我们并不只是爱那些爱我们的人，或者我们认为值得爱的人。
Not only should we love those who love us, but also those we think are not worthy of our love.
那耶稣说，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
Jesus said, "If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them."
不知道大家有没有发现，这个现在这个世界变得越来越糟糕。
If you discover that today's world is getting a very chaotic,
是非混淆，黑白不分。
There's no distinction between black and white and facts.And non-facts.
不讲真理。
And there's no truth.
在这样的情况下，我感到一种这个愤世嫉俗的情绪。
And under those circumstances, I have developed a very cynical attitude.
很容易抱怨。
And I complain a lot.
我不喜欢民主党，也讨厌共和党。
I don't like the Democrats, and I hate the Republicans.
我对中国有意见，对美国也有意见。
I have problems with China and even with the United States.
所以我经常在社交这个平台上面和人家争论吵架。
So oftentimes I'm on the social media platform arguing with other people.
是这样，慢慢的我发现我心中充满着这个苦毒和仇恨。
And slowly I found that my heart is filled with bitterness and hatred.
那作为一个基督徒，我明白这个我应该爱那些我讨厌的人，或者和我意见完全不一样的人。
And as a Christian, I understand that I have to love those who I don't agree with or those who I don't like.
可是我发现我很难做到。
But I found that it was very hard to do.
所以有一段日子我觉得我活得好苦啊。
For a period, I was very miserable.
因为我生活在这个苦毒和愤怒当中。
Because I was living in bitterness and hatred.
所以我给牧师打电话，他为我祷告。
And so I called the pastor and he prayed for me.
然后有一天圣灵提醒我。
And so one day, the Holy Spirit reminded me
我是这么一个罪孽深重的人，上帝如此爱我。
That I'm such a sinner, but God still loved me.
我有什么资格去讨厌和憎恨其他人呢？
What right do I have to dislike and hate others?
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
如果你想要打高尔夫球打得好，你就需要不停的这个训练。
If you want to play a great game of golf, you should practice.
那如果我们要真正做到彼此相爱，我们也需要那个不断的操练。
And we, if we want to look, know how to love another, we should also practice.
当我们感到自己无法再给予爱的时候
，When we feel that we cannot love any longer,
记住这一点。
To please remember,
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
That we have been God's mercy have saved us from sins.
根本不配上帝。给我们的爱
and we are unfit of God's love.
祈求上帝用他无私的爱滋润我们的心。
We ask God to give us His selfish love and to nourish us.
让他的灵再次提升我们的属灵生命。
And allow His Spirit to uplift our spiritual life once more.
最后一点， 爱的回应，我们彼此相爱。
The response of love is that we love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，上帝既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过上帝，我们若曾彼此相爱，上帝就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
所以约翰在这里提醒我们。
So John reminds us here.
上帝的爱不仅是一种接受的爱。
The love of God is not only that of acceptance.
更是一种转换和流露的爱。
But it's also a transforming and very demonstrative love.
当我们真正体会到上帝这份爱的时候，
When you truly realize the power of God's love,
我们将不再被被动的接受。
We will not only accept passively,
而是主动的将这份爱分享出去。
But proactively share his love.
成为爱的见证。
And to be a witness of love.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new command I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another.
上帝对我们的爱是不仅是无条件的，更是主动、深厚、永久的。
God's love is not only unconditional,But it is also eternal, profound, and proactive.
所以我们也应该用同样的方式去爱其他的人。
So we should use the same way to love others.
虽然我们无法亲眼看到上帝，
Even though we cannot see God,
但如果我们彼此相爱，
But if we love one another,
我们就能让上帝的存在在我们的生活当中彰显。
That God can be revealed.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们成为上帝爱的管道。
And as we love one another, we're the channel for God's love.
那上帝的爱就在我们生活当中流露出来。
And God's love will outflow from us.
所以圣经这样告诉我们。
And the Bible says,
耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all people will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们彼此相爱的时候，
When we love one another,
人家一看，哎，这个人是基督徒，
Others can tell that we're Christians.
我们的上帝也必得着他的荣耀，
And God will receive his glory.
那如何做到彼此相爱是一个很大的话题，
And how to love one another is a very big topic.
那我今天只是想提到一个重要的方面。
And I just like to point out one very important point.
平时大家不愿意提的方面。
It's something that we usually don't talk about.
就是与喜乐的人要同乐。
And that is to rejoice with those who rejoice.
大家都应该熟悉圣经里面这个该隐和亚伯两个弟兄的故事。
And you probably are familiar with the story of the two brothers, Cain and Abel.
该隐把亚伯给杀了。
Cain has killed Abel.
尽管他们是兄弟，
Even though they're brothers.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝喜悦亚伯的祭物，他不喜悦该隐的祭物。
Because God liked Abel's sacrifice, but not Cain's.
所以该隐就感到这个嫉妒和不满。
So Cain was jealous and unhappy.
这个故事告诉我们什么？
The story tells us this.
嫉妒和不满可能阻碍我们彼此相爱。
That jealousy and dissatisfaction can prevent us from loving one another.
大家都知道圣经是这样说的 与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人要同哭
The Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice weep with those who weep
不知道大家有没有发现
I don't know whether you discovered
与哀哭的人同哭好像比较容易做到
It's easier probably to cry or to weep with those who weep
可是与喜乐的人同乐比较有挑战
But it's more challenging to rejoice with those who rejoice.
为什么会这样呢？
And why?
这是因为我们内心里面的这个嫉妒和骄傲。
And it's probably because our jealousy and unhappiness within ourselves.
我给大家举几个例子。
Let me give you a few examples.
哎，牧师今天表扬这个姐妹非常有爱心。
If the pastor says that this sister is very loving,
你坐在下面你是怎样想的？
And when you hear this, how do you feel?
他为什么不表扬我？
How come the pastor didn't mention my name?
我昨天还送了很多饺子给那一个姐妹。
Yesterday, I gave a lot of food to the other sisters.
你叫隔壁的老王。
And your neighbor, Mr. Wang,
买了一个大房子。
Purchased a huge house.
按照道理，你应该为他高兴。
And accordingly, you should be happy for him.
可是你是怎么想的？
But how do you feel?
我说生意比老王做得好，他凭什么买大房子？我凭什么住这个小房子？
That I do business much better than Mr. Wang. How come I don't have a new house, but he's got one?
可是上帝就是让你住小房子，怎么办？
But God has given you this small house.
那个最后一个例子。
The last example.
那我们张慧峰弟兄
，Our brother 慧峰，
他在华尔街找到工作。
He found a job on Wall Street.
做得非常好。
He was very successful.
那我可能会这样想。
And maybe I'll think this way.
我读书也很优秀。
That I was great in my studies.
我为什么要待在夏威夷
？How come I'm still in Hawaii?
那如果我们大家有这样的想法的话。
If we have any thoughts like that,
那我们还有可能和喜乐的人同乐吗？
Do we then have the opportunity to rejoice with those who rejoice?
我们是不是会就会远离那一个那些喜乐的人？
We might even remove ourselves from those who are rejoicing.
他们去 happy 吧，跟我没有关系。
Their rejoicing got nothing to do with me.
所以。我们应当以谦卑的心
，so that we should have a humble heart，
带着感恩
，with thanksgiving。
如果你没有感恩的话
，if you're not thankful，
你不会得到满足
，you will not be satisfied，
你不会幸福
，you will not be happy。
我保证你每天生活在痛苦当中
，I guarantee you that you will live in misery every day。
这是对每一个人来说
，and this is true for everyone。
哪怕你再成功
，doesn't matter how successful you are。
所以弟兄姐妹如果我们真的是以谦卑的心那我们这样就能真正体现上帝的爱
So brothers and sisters if we truly have a humble heart we can then reveal God's love
当其他人高兴的时候我们一起分享快乐
When someone is rejoicing we share in their rejoice
这是一个多么美好的事情
It is a beautiful thing
那我们教会是一个充满爱的这个大家庭
Our church is one that's full of love.
有许多这个有爱心的弟兄姐妹。
We have many loving brothers and sisters.
大家遇到困难，大家都是愿意伸手这个帮助。
When there's a problem, everyone lends a helping hand.
不知道大家还记得我们教会以前有位叫安东的弟兄英年早逝。
If you remember, there's a brother Anton who had died early, young.
那他的太太小周带着儿子小宝回到中国。
His wife, Xiao Zhou and took his their son Xiao Bao back to China.
那在生活当中和工作当中遇到很多的挑战。
They encountered many challenges in their life.
那夏威夷离开中国很远。
Hawaii is far away from China.
但是我们弟兄姐妹仍然主动积极的对他们关心。
But our brothers and sisters proactively care for this family.
为他们母子祷告。
And pray for them.
在经济上给予他们支持。
And assisted them financially.
那一些姐妹还是通过这个 Zoom 和小周有定期的一起的祷告。
And a group of sisters uses Zoom to pray with Xiao Zhou every week.
给了她很多的支持。
Given her a lot of support.
所以大家互相关心是我们教会大家庭中最温馨的一部分。
And it's the warmest thing that this church offers that brothers and sisters care for each other.
让我们继续用爱心相待。
So let us continue to use love to care for one another.
成为彼此生命中的陪伴和力量。
And become a life companion to each other.
所以，弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
明天就圣诞节。
Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
让我们在这充满上帝爱的这个圣诞节当中。
And in this Christmas full of God's love.
思考上帝的爱。
Let's think of God's love.
我们也应该以感恩的心回应上帝的爱。
And let's respond to God with a thanksgiving heart.
让我们成为上帝爱的见证者。
So that we're witness for God's love.
把 这份爱传给我们周边的人。
And to send this love to those around us.
让这个世界充满和平喜乐。
So that this world can be filled with love and peace.
我们一起低头祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱的阿爸天父
Merciful God,
我们感谢你差遣你的独生爱子来到世上
We thank you for sending your only son to this world
显明了你极大的爱
To show your great love
我们感谢你的爱和牺牲
We thank you for your love and your sacrifice
我们感谢你的饶恕和恩典
We thank you for your forgiveness and for your grace
求你坚固我们
Please strengthen us
使我们彼此相爱
So that we love one another
并且把这份爱传给更多的人
And that we spread this love to many other people.
让你的福音能够得到广传
So the gospel can be spread.
让你的名得胜
So that your name can be glorious.
愿你被荣耀
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.